Hello, everybody.
Hey, Donna. Hello.
Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Great, good.
Yes.
Barbara is hosting tonight, and so I'm going to let her go ahead and start since I've started the recording. But first, I'm going to mute everybody, so hang on there for a minute. Okay, you unmute yourself by hitting star 6, and then you mute yourself again by hitting star 6. So Barbara will start.
Wonderful. Welcome, everyone. Tonight we are honored to hear from Saint Germain, who is the Chohan of the seventh ray, the violet flame. Excuse me. And he's the hierarch of the Aquarian Age, which we are now in. He is the great sponsor of Freedom's Flame, while Portia, his twin flame, is the sponsor of the Flame of Justice. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you are invited to stay with us to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit, and ask any questions or share any insights and experiences you've had with us. You can, excuse me. Got it, tickle. We also will be having, you can give us any prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or you can just join us in prayer should you care to do so. I would like to read our mission and vision statements now for the Heart Center community. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is, within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now, if you will turn to your invitation for tonight's class to the prayer and song page that you have there, I invite you to read the following prayer at the beginning of our class today. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call the beloved Saint Germain and Portia to help us realize and commit ourselves to the wonderful opportunity given to us by our I Am Presence in this lifetime. We thank you, beloved Saint Germain, and all who work with you, for having gone ahead and prepared the way for America to be fully resurrected into the republic originally visualized by our founding fathers. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael and your legions, for protecting us tonight physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically in our phone conference. Help us as we follow the way of freedom, freedom to speak freely, to assemble together, and to publish the word of God and the truth as we are led to do so. We are grateful. We pray that all who will benefit from this class will join us tonight. Amen. And now we can sing together the song that we sent you. It's on your invitation. It's called O Freedom Flame. And it is from our the Heart Center Decree Book 70.011. And now Donna will play it. As we sing this song in celebration of our country, which we honored on July 4th, be thankful for all that the Masters, Elohim, and Angels have done with us to make this possible, including our free class tonight. And now we will play this song.
Hold on a minute. I'm trying to get it up.
Okay, Don.
It's playing, but it's not coming out on the speakers. So I can't figure out quite what's happening. So maybe I'll try this other way. Let's see if we can play. Because the song is loading. Oh, dear. Hang in there. Well, it came on earlier just fine, so I don't know quite what's happened here, but... I don't get it up, we'll just say it together. Let's see. I can't seem to get it to play.
Hold on a minute. Let's see if I can do it.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I'm going to turn on my monitors here so I can see what I'm doing.
All right.
Well, you can tell them about the song that is to the melody of... one of our wonderful patriotic songs.
Yes. The song is, if you're seeing it with me, let's see. I'm trying to think of the tune, how it goes now.
Oh, God of freedom.
Yeah, Barbara, you're singing. You've got the good voice.
Oh, of seventh ray, let mercy flow and justice reign. Upon the earth today, we hear your angels' holy song, now wafting from above. The violet light is blazing bright through hearts afire with love. Oh, freedom flame, we now acclaim forgiveness' gentle way. Oh, violet joy, we now employ your alchemy this day. Oh, freedom flame, we now acclaim forgiveness' gentle way. Oh, violet joy, we now employ your alchemy this day. Oh, Saint Germain and Portia dear, today we take a stand. Let cosmic mercy, love, compassion flow throughout the land. A golden age is dawning now, and freedom is our goal. Oh, blaze the violet fire to all, to every heart and soul. Oh, Saint Germain and Portia dear, the seventh age is here. Magnificence of violet fire in action now appear. Forgiveness, mercy, freedom, justice flow in our rebirth. Release the flame of transmutation unto all on earth. Oh, freedom flame, we now acclaim forgiveness' gentle way. Oh, violet joy, we now employ your alchemy this day. Oh, freedom flame, we now acclaim forgiveness' gentle way. Oh, violet joy, we now employ your alchemy this day. So, that's the best I can do.
That was very good. Now I'm hoping my speakers are working. I don't know what's going on here. So let me get out of here and we'll go to the main course for the evening.
Well, if maybe I've got the whole heart stream printed out here. We can read parts of it.
Well, I think, let me try here and see what happens.
Okay.
Got my speakers on. I've got everything on here.
Make sure that nothing is on mute on your monitor.
Don't think. Where would I find anything? You know something? I think you're gonna. If you can call your husband, we've got to get this going because I've got to play this. We've got to get that message up. You have speakers there, don't you?
Yes.
Can you just?
Look down in the right-hand corner of your monitor and see if there's a red.
Oh wait, yes, it is. It said speakers are muted.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. That's always something simple.
Usually mixer down here and unmute speakers. Okay, here we go.
In the eternal now.
Okay, here we go. Hold on, I'll start at the beginning here.
And
all
I
right,
had
I'm
to
sorry,
sing.
Everybody.
And you made me sing, Donna.
Well, I'm glad. That was just filled in the gap. Here we go. I just want to give a little introduction to this. This is quite an amazing and important heart stream, one of the most important that you will be hearing probably this year. And you get the sense that Saint Germain is not desperate, really concerned about our freedoms. He indicates that we're losing them, and we've got to get down to business here and know what to do because we came here at this time to fulfill them. Keep them, to do what we needed to do to keep the freedoms, and we could do it. And the main way we can do it is by love. Now, that's an interesting thought. So, now I will play, and hopefully everything will continue to go all right. I don't know how that happened. So here we go.
For the victory of your soul ascending, the victory of the soul of America, attending to that which is real, beautiful, and divine, and the victory of the earth, now prominent in the heavens, within this solar system, glorified in light, rarefied in beauty, hallowed in the palm of the hands of the All Buddha God. America is a dream of the Divine One, for freedom of her people. Set to be an example of righteousness, liberty, and equality of opportunity for every citizen evolving here. A beacon of light, a way shower, a good shepherd to the earth and her people. The past is prologue. The future within the eternal now is dawning within you, O America, and it is time to rise from the ashes of your past. Yes, with slavery. Yes, with division, a civil war, and that which has beset you to fulfill the vision of the Almighty, the one eternal God, for you. Yes, America, you can do it. You shall do it. For it is by divine decree that you were set forth long ago as a land of freedom, a land of opportunity, a land so consecrated and dedicated to the eternal path of righteousness. And I remind you, O America, and the leaders thereof, to behold the divine within each other, to behold God everywhere, and to fulfill the mission and the vision of the divine director, the 14 ascended masters who govern the destiny of America, and of the founding fathers and mothers who saw the potential, who saw opportunity within a new land to fulfill freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to gather, to associate, and to worship, and freedom of the press as the greatest of opportunities to proceed forth in victory in the light. Some of these freedoms are being eroded through the diabolical actions of the Dark One in the midst of America, and especially in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and New York. I call out these cities to return to righteousness, to return to your high and holy calling. And I say that unless these three cities return unto that which is true, they shall receive the judgment of the Almighty in ways that you know, dearest ones, would not be to their benefit.
Okay, I want to interrupt here for a minute. I don't know if you're aware, but there is a whole lot of intervention right now in our freedoms. One of them that I just saw the other day by a man who has an organization called Mighty Oaks Foundation, which is a Christian foundation to accept or to help, rather, our nation's veterans, active duty servicemen and their families who are dealing with combat trauma and PTSD or whatever it is that people go through when they go to are in situations like what we know has gone on in Afghanistan. Well, anyway, he ran a YouTube ad for their veterans ministry outreach, and it was denied because he had the word Christian in it. They told him the word was unacceptable. So this kind of thing is happening, and it slows down people that are trying to get the word out on regarding different urgent concerns that they have while they fight and wrestle with Google or with Facebook. YouTube is part of Google, or Twitter or whatever. So they're having quite a time. I also saw this past week, well, I read about it anyway, that students at Modesto Junior College were barred from handing out copies of the U.S. Constitution on Constitution Day. And a university was, the people that wanted to express themselves were given a patio size place on their university, and there's 10,000 people that go to this university. I'm not going to mention where it is. It's Colorado Mesa University. 10,000 students. And people wanted to express their thoughts, so they were told they could go to this little patio and express them, and they had to put a barbed wire fence around the patio so that people wouldn't break in and hit them over the head. So this kind of thing is happening right now. We know that NSA's mass surveillance of domestic private communication and bulk collection of data, including our telephone calls, our emails, and other forms of communication, interferes with our three rights of speech, press, and assembly, and our privacy. These are all intertwined, and the NSA argues that such measures are essential to our national security, but they have failed, really, to come up with what I can see anyway, any persuasive evidence that mass collection of data has thwarted one single terrorist plot. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." So in this case, there's little evidence that the sacrifice of liberty has in fact purchased even a little temporary safety. So we'll go on.
"Therefore pray, O ye who dwell therein, for the action of reconciliation, of forgiveness. Bow to the Lord Christ, the Lord God, immortal, and know the return to your hearts, to your minds, to your wills, and to your souls of that which is true. For the hand of the Lord Jesus is ready to deliver the action of cosmic justice, and only through the prayers of the righteous and through this warning, through me this day, will America still yet stand in its truth to deliver the goods on behalf of the Lord God to this planetary home. Yet if many continue to wear out their welcome upon earth through their unrighteousness and through the darkness that they are promulgating and advocating through abortion, especially late-term abortion, yet all abortion, and through child sex slavery and trafficking, and the trafficking of women of all ages in this perversion of the sacred fire and of the purity of their souls, America will indeed receive this action of cosmic justice."
So just quickly, I want to ask you, what happens to those who wear out their welcome? As he said, many are going to wear out their welcome if they continue in this, all of these things. Well, there are lots of books out there that I call them NDE books, near-death experience, and their stories galore. If any of you ever want to know about them or borrow one of my books, let me know. And their stories galore about people that have near-death experiences in which they go to heaven, and on the way sometimes they get to visit hell for a few minutes. Sometimes it's for, you know, what feels like to them a long time. And God spares them, and they get themselves straightened out, and they come back, and they realize what they need to do, and they make a complete turnaround in their life path. And if you want to see some testimonies, they're all over computers now. There's a program called It's Supernatural by Sid Roth, and he has lots of stories about people that have had near-death experiences. And of course, we realize, or maybe some of you realize, that we are in a situation where there are 33 levels up and 33 levels down. And the ones that are down get worse and worse as far as the astral plane is concerned. The ones that are going up get better and better. And there are people on all 33 levels going up and down, souls, I would say. So the soul never really dies. It suffers or it rejoices, depending on what it's done. So I'm just mentioning that because a lot of people say, yeah, what is going to happen to those people who wear out their welcome?
"Therefore, this administration, though beset by the media, is attempting to quell this darkness, this unrighteousness, and expose it and deliver the unborn and the young women from this deviltry. And you must support their efforts, O people. You must support that which is transpiring, that is being hidden by your media, lest America receive a greater action of this justice, cataclysm, continuing divisiveness, and even a type of civil war that will mean the destruction of various cities or neighborhoods thereof. Yes, I come with a warning, and I come with my Mayday message to inspire you to have greater fervor in your hearts, to give your all, to sacrifice where required, for this land to be free again, for this people to be awake and aware again, and for the youth to grow up. I say to the youth, grow up. Work while ye have the light. Strive while you have opportunity. Get out of your doldrums, O ye who have been invested with so much opportunity. Yes, your parents have often provided more than they should to you who while away the hours in the homes of your parents when you should be out working, striving, giving, serving. I say it is time for those in their 20s and 30s who yet reside in their parents' homes to get out on your own, to be victorious, to carve out your destiny. Why, look at the lives of the early American patriots. Were they so beset with materialism and the goods of America that they did not fulfill their destiny? No, they had to work assiduously, and so should you. This is a message to all those of a certain generation who have so much potential, and yet it is being wasted, 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 I say. Well, read the lives of the patriots, the heroes and heroines. Read the lives of the saints and sages of East and West. And then have that burning desire within you to strive and to stretch forth and to deliver that which God embedded within you, lest these resources be wasted for an entire generation. Oh, dearest hearts, yes, there are the crystal children. Yes, there are the so-called indigo children. Yet some among even these, through all of the forces of darkness besetting them through the media and the negative astral influences, are being compromised in their mission. And therefore, I awaken them through the power of Almighty God. I awaken their souls. I awaken their spirits to their divine destiny. It is high time that this message go forth to some, even the children of some of you within this community, lest there be soon a day of reckoning for you, where you'll be shocked into that which you should be doing and could have been doing for months and years. And it will be a rude awakening. Yes, I say it will be quite a rude awakening when you are finally out on your own and must come to terms with that which you should have long ago.
I'm going to ask Dwyn to answer this concern of St. Germain's. How do we reach our children and our grandchildren and the youth regarding the seriousness of today's declining freedoms? I think Dwyn has some good ideas, and I just saw an amazing speech by President Trump yesterday. I'm trying to think of the name of the youth that he gave this to. They're youth that are gathering all over the country and to help the course of our current administration. Some of them have gone through some pretty rough times, and President Trump did introduce several of them. It was a rally that he had with them. I cannot think of the name of it. If any of you saw his speech yesterday or saw part of it or heard about it, please speak up, because it was a wonderful, encouraging time. You could tell he was very encouraged by their response. There was a lot of whooping and hollering and praising and being very happy that he was there. And he took a long time, as you know. When he gets going and he's encouraged, he takes a long time. So, Dwyn, if you're there, take it away. Dwyn, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Now I can, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, it starts early in life. What children hear becomes their inner voice. And it's important to explain things and always in love and establish a regular bedtime. Children really require that sleep to really bring balance into their lives. So we teach by example and give gratitude and loving kindness and responsibility with age-appropriate chores. They learn these, and then they're able to carry on as they grow older, and always give appreciation for their participation and offer opportunities for confidence and learning new skills and the joy of giving. Teach them to follow their heart, the creative life, the love of nature, and to be obedient to their higher self. We used to call it the little me, the big me, being able to identify and feel when it's that higher self. And volunteer and explain to young children why we are doing what we do as we serve others. Volunteer in our child's classroom. And ideally, the children have an opportunity once more to be in nature. And then also have conversations at mealtime and throughout the day. And how do you feel? How was your day? You know, really keep that communication open. Now, I know with today's generation, the smartphones, there's a new teen mental health crisis going on. More kids feeling sad, hopeless, felt like they couldn't do anything right, depression, felt left out and lonely. 50% increase in clinical level depression between 2011 and 15, and who knows what it's like today. Increased suicide rate. So these children, these youth, really require enlightened care. Within our school system, the youth can be taught how to believe instead of how to think or feel through their heart and discern. And there is little to no regard for the true history of our nation, education. It just appears that the professors do not have the full freedom to give the facts of our true history in the United States accurately. Now, there is an amazing being. His name is Dinesh D'Souza. He's an immigrant from India who worked under President Reagan and is currently making great headway in speaking the truth and going to colleges and universities and exposing the falsehoods being taught in the colleges and universities regarding America's history, regarding America's true history, and it's absolutely amazing. So as greater illumination and truth comes forth for our youth and their parents, we may all rise up in greater oneness and balance and divine love. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwyn. I'm so glad you mentioned Dinesh D'Souza. If any of you get a chance to read about or hear something about Dinesh D'Souza, please do. He sometimes is a guest on the Fox News, and you can get him regularly on your computers if you have a desktop or a laptop. And I'm not sure how your smartphones are working because I refuse to get one. But he is fantastic at asking questions, and he always wins the debates when he has them with college students who challenge him all over the place regarding some of the disinformation and fake news that is out there so abundantly on our main mainstream news like NBC, ABC, and CNN and so forth. So it's really a great idea to be praying for Dinesh D'Souza. He had been imprisoned wrongly by the Clintons, And he was actually pardoned by, well, he got out of prison after a certain number of months, and he rejoiced over it because he learned a lot. And he was totally pardoned for whatever he had done. Well, I think all he did actually was donate too much to somebody that was running for an office. And so that's why he was in prison for a while. But President Trump totally pardoned him. So now we'll go on here.
Donna?
Yes.
I found that speech you were talking about. I remember seeing that. It was to the Turning Point USA Teen Student Action Summit.
Wasn't it great? Did you see
yeah.
it?
Outstanding, yeah. That it's on. There was several YouTubes that show either the whole speech or parts of it.
Great, yeah. So there is hope. There's good things happening, and people are getting motivated and excited that happened to hear the good news and realize how they can be a part of it, and these youth are doing it. That was, thank you so much, Barbara. Okay, we'll go on here.
There is compassion in God's heart, yet the cycles are moving on, and souls must awaken to their truth, to the totality of the I am that I am within them, unless too much is done for them and they are babied and coddled.
Wow.
It is to their detriment. And so you parents, kick them out if necessary from the comfort zone that they have dwelt within. Make them strive. Make them aware of what it means to be a full-fledged adult, carving out their own place within the citizenry of a nation, the cities, or the country, and fulfilling who they are as God-realized ones. Now I would give you a teaching that I shared with David early this morning, that the Blessed Mother Mary has asked that I offer. You know that you have been called to hold the Immaculate Concept for all. You know that you have been given the mandate to judge not, lest you be judged. I say, that it is time to consider both your vision of others and your feelings and your thoughts and your deep intimations about self and others. It is time to understand that initiates of the sacred fire hold not a negative thought or feeling about any life stream anywhere in the cosmos. As they ascend the spirals of divine light, accrue that light within their entire being and move upward in vibration toward the ascension. Therefore, forgive yourself and others of all negative feelings, sensations, attitudes, concepts, constructs of any person, politician, human. For you must undo these ere you balance 100% of your karma and move fully into the eternal light of your presence. Yes, you may ascend having balanced 51%. Yet this, dearest ones, is only a C-minus grade. If you would be in the A-plus class, balancing the high 90s and the 100%, then you must resolve all issues with yourself and others and consume cause, effect, record, and memory. All that you have done in vibration, in feeling, attitude, and imaging of self and others within yourself.
I'm going to ask Barbara the next question, which is, we conquer negative feelings towards ourselves and others, and what happens if we don't conquer these? So, Barbara, take it away.
Well, my favorite way to deal with negative feelings is to sing, and to also to give the Ho'oponopono prayers. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. That has worked wonders in my life with personal relationships where I've had some difficulties, and especially some resolution of some old stuff with family members, and it has really helped me balance that negativity considerably. But humor and joy are two of the very best ways to combat negativity. Just think of something that makes you really happy, and your mood will lift. And the masters have told us to sing our prayers. Our songs and decrees are very inspirational. And when you sing it, it has three times the power of a spoken prayer. So, if ever I'm feeling meepish or down in the dumps or whatever, I turn on music or I start humming, and it just instantly lifts me up. It's easy.
How do you deal with when you see something that somebody's doing that's pretty horrendous out there, like, let's say, one of the Democrats that is kind of irritating to watch, should I say? How do you keep feelings neutral?
Well, that's one thing where you have to step back a little bit and realize we're all connected. We're all one, like the masters are always telling us. And in spite of things that people say and do that you disagree with, they're still... their soul was created in the image and likeness of God. So we just have to, a lot of it is to not take it personally. We have to disengage our offendometer, or whatever you want to call it, and just take a step back and realize that a lot of these people are operating from a place of fear. And so they're making fear-based decisions, and some of them actually believe that they're righteous, that they're doing good things. So we just pray for their enlightenment. I pray for them to wake up to truth, to learn to be kind to themselves and others. I mean, once you start doing it, It's not hard to pray for even people that we consider really terrible people, and just think of them as they might have been as babies, and just send love to them.
Yeah, they were probably cute babies.
Yes, they probably were cute babies, though maybe some were not. But you can still send love to them, and well, even Saint Germain said that that's the most important thing. And the whole world is transformed by love. We are transformed by love. And we may not effect a change in them, but it changes us. And when our perspective changes, that changes everything.
That's right. Thank you so much, Barbara.
You're welcome, dear.
Forgiving your enemies means also forgiving within self, that which you have locked within you and within the subconscious of that which has been, even the tiniest and most subtle inkling of ingratitude or an irksome emotion. where others you feel have wronged you, or others do not rise up to your own sense of what a human should be or portray. Judging not lest you be judged now has a new meaning. For if you hold a negative attitude within you of another or self, it will be amplified through the rising light of Aquarius, and one day you shall give answer for these misconceptions and misperceptions of self and others.
Do you all know what the rising light of Aquarius is and why it amplifies our negative attitudes? Well, I didn't really know, and I spent quite a bit of time this last month looking into it, and I discovered some very interesting things that are happening. We are in what we call the Aquarian shift, and what will be different because of the Aquarian shift? Well, for the next 2,000 years, we're going to be in this Aquarian age. We've been in the transition period from the Piscean age for the last 50 years, starting in the early 60s. And the official beginning of the Aquarian age is probably December 21st, 2012. And that's when a lot of us went on a pilgrimage to Peru. That was the night or the day that we were celebrating the age of Aquarius starting. I'm sure some of you remember the song, This is the Dawning of the Age of Aquarius, and that sure comes to mind right now. So why is this so important? Well, this change to the Aquarian age is so important because it changes the astrological conditions for the entire planet. Every person on planet Earth has been and will be affected by this shift. You have no choice. You can't run and hide. So let's investigate what will be changing. The Piscean age was dominated by hierarchy and power, always kings and dictators and rulers. And we were told to believe in whatever ruler we were under most of the time. And the key to the astrological sign in Pisces is, I believe. And during this age, in order for you to be, you needed to find something or someone to believe in. Did you believe in all? Did you believe in some? Did you believe in one? So you had to find what it was, and there was quite a lot of struggle, like when the people rebelled against the Catholic Church and set up the Church of England, and then people rebelled against the Church of England and became pilgrims and came to the United States. So during the Piscean Age, you were told that you didn't need to know the secrets that really existed. All you had to do was follow the leaders and the guides who did know them. And this created a very vertical hierarchy as a result. And we have the Vatican now with a library full of secrets that nobody has been told yet. They're coming out, though, and they're leaking out little by little. Everything that you have learned from your parents and they from their parents going back 2,000 years has been colored by this Piscean age frame of reference that we're leaving. And that's all changing. And the Aquarian age now is dominated by networks and information, and the key phrase for this age is to be, or just be. In other words, know. And one of the key statements is I know, because this is the age of information. Nothing is secret anymore. All information is available at your fingertips. In fact, there's even a very good alternative news source on your computer called Nothing is, he says all the time, nothing is secret, and he uses the word I know, or I forget how it's called exactly, but it's usually the guy that does Serial Brain 2. If you want to ever look up Serial Brain 2, you'll learn some amazing alternative news, and you'll learn stuff that's really going on behind the scenes. So during this age, the focus is no longer on your identity and your existence of the to be or not to be, but on accepting yourself as a whole person, just being. You will know it all, and we will all be one. Who does not need to believe in something outside of yourself? Well, you won't have to worry about that, because you're ready to accept that you have the knowledge and the wisdom within you. It's no longer necessary to attach to something outside yourself, but you, but to become a leader of one yourself. And so as this happens, there's a tremendous amount of pressure. And the reason it's happening is because the light is coming down. It's almost like taking a steam iron and bringing it down, down, down over the material that you're ironing. And you see the steam get stronger and stronger because you're getting closer and closer to the surface of the blouse or the shirt that you're ironing. And the shirt gets hotter and hotter as the pressure gets closer and closer. And so what happens is this shift is bringing out the best and the worst in mankind. It has been a major, it's caused a major increase in depression, suicide, anxiety, as Dwayne was mentioning, anxiety, stress, and drug use, both pharmaceutical and recreational. This shift is an amazing time. Transformation, of course, is never a painless process because we are detoxing. Our whole planet is on detox. And what happens when you go to detox? Oh, my goodness. At the first few days, you can hardly stand it. And then as you keep doing it and as your body keeps getting purer, you feel better and better. But at first, as toxins get all stirred up in order to be eliminated, and that's exactly what's happening on our planet today. So what should we do about this? We need to have a daily spiritual practice. And that's what we offer in the Heart Center, daily spiritual practices. The most important is probably meditation, and then the second, or with it equally, is prayer. And as Barbara mentioned, music, singing with it, singing your prayers to music is extremely powerful. One prayer sung is worth three prayers. So you don't give in to fear, despair, or anger. You turn to this daily spiritual practice that you make a habit as we continue to detox on this planet. You don't allow yourself to be a victim, because the Aquarian Age is really all about empowerment and consciousness for each individual as we become one together. You find a way to spread your light. You find a way to teach, heal, serve, create. I like the four S's, which are service, sacrifice, selflessness, and surrender. Every day you should ask yourself, which one of these have you done, or have you done more than one? The more you do each day, the better you feel. The better you feel, the faster you detox from all of the stuff going on around you. So that's just what I wanted to share about the shift and about the Aquarian Age and what's really happening with the rising light of Aquarius.
Holding the immaculate feeling. Holding the immaculate thought, holding the immaculate attitude is now the new standard for you within this movement and community of light. Let us not hear one negative thought represented in any way toward another individual, employee, heart friend, servitor, those serving side by side with you. And when you observe another not following the standard, smile at them and then remind them gently of my message on May 1st, my Ascension Day. For I would have each of you ascend, having balanced the full complement of your karma and fulfilling your dharma. And fulfilling your dharma means serving within a community where oftentimes that which rubs off between you as that friction of interaction of personalities must be transmuted, consumed in the flame of eternal love, kindness, understanding, generosity, empathy, and compassion. Have you meditated upon the eight new heart virtues of Gautama fully and understood these truths, dearest ones? I think not. Yet when you delve into them and when they become real and living within you, then you will understand the dynamism of what I am sharing, the import of this message. and then a new radiance shall glow within this community worldwide. There shall be harmony and peace, which then generates greater abundance. You have begun accessing this through the work that you have so far invested in virtuous living.
Sharon, if you're there, I would like you to share what these eight new heart virtues of Gautama are and how we can benefit from even just one.
I am here.
Great. Take it away.
Okay. So the eight new heart virtues of the sphincter chamber of the heart, or the crystalline chamber of the heart: loving kindness, loving understanding, loving charity, loving empathy, loving gratitude, loving forgiveness, loving mercy, and loving compassion. We can benefit from all of these, but pretty much all of these, which start with loving, are an aspect of compassion. So I would choose compassion, loving compassion. So since each of these focus on divine love, which is the love within each of us as initiates or servitors, these virtues of divine love are all acts or aspects of compassion. So we can benefit by in any one of these, but if we choose compassion, which they are all compassion, we increase our capacity to love as God loves and to be able to hold more life for ourselves and for the planet. Also, we are able to transmute more karma if we can hold more light through love, because we've always been told love is the key. It's very simple. Love is the key, and all of these are divine love.
Wow, that's so true. Yes, and that compassion doesn't always come easy. When you see somebody doing something that you don't approve of and you tend to want to judge, you need to pull up your compassion and understand that they are coming from a place that you have not been. You have not walked in their shoes. Thank you so much, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Yes. There can be so much more abundance. You may reach so many more souls when the peaceable kingdom is manifesting within each and every one of you at a higher level than ever before. Miracles may begin to ensue. Healings can be generated again and again through the heart, head, and hands of many of you, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Yet you must be willing to do that inner work day by day and root out the last vestiges of irritation and of the Martian A's.
Does anyone know what the Martian A's are? Well, I found a place. I finally was able to look it up. And here's what they are, and you need to be sure that none of these raise their angry heads. They are aggression, anger, arrogance, argumentation, aggravation, annihilation. And then there's some sub-points here: aggressive mental suggestion, anti-Americanism, anti-father, anti-mother, anti-Christ, anti-Holy Spirit energies. If you want these, if any of these things that you hear us tell you, like the eight heart virtues of Gautama, that Gautama teaches, or the Martian A's, or any of the things that we've shared with you, let us know. Stay after for a few minutes, or email us, or call us. We put phone numbers and ways to get in touch with us in our mailings. So let us know.
When you know deep within, dearest one, that you are God love in action, that you are God mercy in manifestation, that Mother Mary and Kuan Yin and the mothers of heaven live, move, and have their being through you, because you have resolved this issue permanently, once and for all, then you shall see the glory of God fully emblazoned within your being 24/7. There shall be no more division amongst the brothers and sisters of this holy order of the Knights and Ladies of the Flame. And within, everyone coming unto you for nurturing and nourishment of their souls. Oh, if you could only have heard the messages thus far delivered to the Holy Spirit, to those who have received their soul-raising sessions, as many of you have, you would see just how the Holy Spirit beholds every person in their divinity, fully self-realized, glorified in light, magnified in their presence.
Very quickly, I just want to invite all of you to get a soul-raising session. All you have to do is call our store, or if you have a problem with knowing what the number is, I can give you a number right now. It's 312-253-7600. If you get a soul-raising session, you can call and get the information about it. If you get one, you will walk away from that session like you're walking on air, because you'll have the total attention and encouragement of the masters, usually El Moria. And there, it's powerful. It's totally positive. You're not put down or blasted or insulted or anything like that. It's only good. It's the divinity and the immaculate picture and vision that the masters see you in. They see you as perfect. And they see all these wonderful things about you. And they see these wonderful things you have done that you didn't think you did well. And you walk away and you're able to do so much more, because they lift you up and you feel this love going throughout your whole being. So I would like to encourage you to do that. And again, that number is 312-253-7600. You can just call them, or you could call Donna Dregan if you have the number where she is. And if you would like to know more about that, stay on after the end of our class, which is just a few minutes.
If this is the way that the Holy Spirit sees, feels, and knows each of you, can you also, as extensions of that Holy Spirit, represent and know and feel the highest within self and others? I have given this teaching before within the I Am movement through certain words. If you needed to hear it again today, precious ones, to again have anchored within your psyche this eternal truth, for it will move you beyond many limiting concepts and constructs that have kept you bound in ways that you know not of, through inharmony, doubt, fear, and all of the lesser vibrations, the lower clock of the electronic belt. It is time to master self, I say, for in mastering your feelings, emotions, your thoughts, your attitudes towards self and others, all will be enfolded in a radiance of the holy cloud of perfection, the grace of the Eternal One. Now the Blessed Mother Mary stands before you to initiate you as sons and daughters of immaculate feeling, knowing, sensing, thinking, as well as visionaries with her of that concept, perfect. If you would be anointed by her, then give your assent to this initiation, and then the new standard will be set and locked as an engram of fire within your inner being, to know and to obey her higher desire for you, each one. So give your assent now, if you choose. Through the righteous and higher attitudes of gratitude that I feel now, as you have assented to this initiation, there is an infusion of God power within this movement to move forward with great cosmic intent, our mission, dearest ones. You have received great abundance of late. Use it righteously. You have received empowerments of the Holy Spirit. Use them to glorify God within your work and service. You have received our words through this messenger now for 15 years. Have you become the Word, and all that you have studied and heard from on high to us? You can say yes. God bless you. And if you know that there is still yet work to do to incorporate all of these truths fully within your daily affairs and your moment-by-moment way of living, then I say we are here to adjure you, to coax you higher to the fire of the violet light and all of the rays of heaven. So be glorified in this radiance of your presence, and sing and pray and dance and play in the light eternally, and know that we are with you, a breath away, yet also abide within your very being when you welcome us through love, respect, integrity, authenticity, and reverence for all life throughout the cosmos. Doubt, fear, and all of the lesser vibrations of the lower clock of the electronic belt. It is time to...
Sorry, it sort of flipped backwards there. That's the end of our session. And Lenore, I think you're going to give the closing prayer here, as well as some announcements and updates. So, Lenore.
In the name I am that I am, in the name of the living Christ, I call for the sealing of the energies of this class tonight, and I call for the sealing of each person who has been participating and who has received great light this night. We ask that this light be sealed, can only be used for good, and will continue to flow within the auras and the chakras of each one. We thank you, beloved Saint Germain, for all the wonderful teaching and for the great blessings, the great encouragement. And we thank you, beloved Mother Mary, for the initiation here at the end of this heart stream. And we affirm that we are holding the Immaculate Concept for ourselves and for others, and we pray for your assistance every day that we are able to do these things, and we are continuing to manifest this light with you, through you. We thank you. Amen.
Well, that was a wonderful class, Donna. Just wonderful.
Thank you.
So I would like to share about some upcoming events in the Heart Center, beginning with September. September 18th to the 22nd is going to be the Autumn Equinox event, and it's going to be in Livingston, Montana. It's going to be a prayer vigil called Charge the Earth with Violet Light, Autumn Equinox Prayer Vigil with the Seven Archangels. And then right after this, David is going to be leaving to go to the East Coast, and on September 24th, he's going to be in Boston. And excuse me, there's going to be a sightseeing and evening gathering with the Heart Stream by Gautama Buddha. And then the next night, he will be in Manhattan, New York, and it's going to be an evening gathering with the Heart Stream by Cyclopea. And then the next day, September 26th in Manhattan, there's going to be a sightseeing and evening gathering with the Heart Stream by the Goddess of Liberty. And then on the weekend, September 27th to the 28th in Ocean City, New Jersey, there's going to be workshops at the Heart Casa Crystal Boutique. So that's going to be pretty exciting, I'm sure, for all of our Heart friends on the East Coast who are going to be participating in these events, and any of you who may live on the East Coast. And September 29th, I'm sure, is especially exciting. There is an expo in Falls Church, Virginia, and the Heart Center is going to have a booth and a lecture at Pathways Natural Living Expo. So that's pretty much it as far as events for the fall. Now, there's also going to be Mary University events that we can participate in, any of us. And that's going to be in October, October 14th, the Mary University course live broadcast with David Lewis entitled Milarepa Buddha on the Alchemy of Surrender and Silence and Enlightenment. This is going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. So to find out more about that or any of the Mary University courses, on the homepage, on the purple banner, there on the header under courses. So that's what we have coming up in the next few months, Donna.
Wow, that's a lot of good stuff. And I think anybody that's listening, if you don't have a computer, either go to the library and your librarian will help you go to wherever you need to go to hear the Maru class. You can call the Heart Center on the phone, that number I gave you before, or the help desk, which is 630-894-4410 for more information. I think now, Donna Dregan, tell me if this is correct. I also have this number, 520-495-2929. Is that another information number that they can call to find out about any of these events?
That may be a new one. The one that I have is 630-894-4410. That's the one that Judy and I answer.
Good. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
call
that's
that
one. So you will be everybody, you will be talking to Donna that you have just heard, Donna Dregan, and she will help you with any of your questions about these things, and she will direct you to any other place that you should call or whatever you should do, depending on if you have the kind of phone, a smartphone, where you can listen to these conferences, or the kind of laptop, if you have a laptop, and or a desktop, whatever you have, or a tablet, because there's many ways to hear them. You can listen to them on just a plain, ordinary telephone, in fact. So, of course, that's not as much fun because you don't see what's happening and you don't get to see the slides, but you can still listen and get a whole lot of it through the telephone. So now what we're going to do is go to our prayer and information time. So anybody who would like to join us, just stay on. If you have a question or somebody that you would like to pray for, or an issue or a situation that you would like to pray for, or any confirmations of anything that we talked about tonight, stay on and feel free to hear to click push or press *6 in order for us to hear you, and then *6 as soon as you're through, so there won't be any static. I'm not going to unmute you because there's too much static and papers and background noise, and it's hard to hear. And let's see, Donna Dreegan is going to lead the prayer time tonight, so she needs to be able to hear everything. That's another reason why I have trouble hearing myself sometimes when we have a lot of people on. So please stay if you'd like to, and I'll let Donna Dreegan take over.
Okay, thank you. Who do we have here on the team?
Barbara's here.
Is Dwayne here?
Lenore is still here.
Lenore's still here.
And I'm here.
Yeah, Donna Kay and Barbara and Lenore. Is Linnell here yet? She was going to try to see if she could get away and possibly make it to at the very, very end, because she's in South Carolina in the Army. Anybody else on the team?
Barbara's here.
Yeah, we've got you. Okay. Okay, so, all right. So we know who we have. We've got two Donnas. We've got Barbara and Lenore. All right. Okay, so now who are the people that we need to be praying for? Does anybody have a...
Is there anybody else that's joined us tonight? If you're with us, hit star 6 and tell us you're here. Well, there just may be the four of us. Hold on a minute. I'm going to stop the recording anyway.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm unmuted. This is Dwayne.
Oh, good. Dwayne's there. Good.
Okay. Good, good, good. All right.